Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Suzanne, and it's nursing home time, or lack thereof a title. No. Our sub-theme for tonight is Nursing Homes Ruin the Economy. And let's start off with a little blog note that I found from Nick Note's blog. And it says, meaning the need for capital in skilled nursing. Now, this really bothers me, and there's many reasons why it bothers me. You're taking money from the residents. You're taking money from agencies. You're taking money all the way around, and you're making the economy unstable. To me, that's how I feel. It makes it very unstable, and how are you going to live and prosper with instability? I read this, and what they're using it for is capital improvements, remodels, repositioning and replacements may demand investment both in real estate and operations. This really bothers me tremendously, because if you have all this, you know, you're going to need more, and then need more again. And then this is how it takes down the economy. This is not fair at all to the residents, not fair to disabled people or elderly people who need to stay a short-time stay, and then it goes into a long-term stay. Take away these nursing homes, close them down, okay? Remodel them into accessible housing. Do you know there are many people living in shelters, living with relatives like myself? You know, it's ridiculous. You should be able to live in your own apartment, be able to get married without any, you know, strings attached. No, oh, you'll lose all your benefits if you get married. Pardon me. Anyway, I'd like to, you know, continue. Basically, what I also found out, an author named Dr. Jasmine Travis. She's out of NYU, which is my alma mater. Anyway, she also talks about staffing shortages. And 84% of nursing homes report severe staffing shortage. They also, you know, according to the American Healthcare Association, residents don't have help eating. They experience malnutrition. This is just one example of the neglect that happens in these nursing homes. Also, now listen to this. This I really found very disturbing. RN and aid hours per resident per day. So they come by to help you eat. They come by to change you. They come by to administer medication, all in a 3.56-hour range, meaning per resident. So what that means to me is that you are shortening these people's lives by neglecting them, in my eyes. You know, you really should not, you know, neglect people. People should be protesting in outrage, because everybody and anybody, regardless of your age, your wealth, your and anything, you can end up in a nursing home. Comes from when you're in the hospital and the physical therapist come and they say, oh, you're unsteady on your feet. I've always been unsteady on my feet. I use a wheelchair. That's why I use a wheelchair. That's what I told recently. That's what I told a doctor and a nurse, as well as the physical therapist and the occupational therapist. I'm not going to a nursing home. You could stand on your head and I'm not going. I had to say it that way. I never had to say anything in my life in that manner, to say, I'm demanding that you do not put me in a nursing home. I'm demanding that you do not take my measly little Social Security check. I'm demanding that you change these nursing homes into accessible housing. I'm demanding all of that, and I have the right to demand it. That's what I'm doing. Not saying, you know, oh, you know, you don't want help from nursing. No, I don't. I want to stay in my own home like everybody else. Why should I stay in a nursing home? That's the crux of the issue. And that's what kills the economy. constantly asking for money, 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 and taking money, money, money from the residents. It's ridiculous. There's also something that I think everybody should know. 500 nursing homes are closed since the beginning of the pandemic. They closed down. They couldn't handle it anymore. Well, this is the really weird thing. As of summer of 2021, one in four nursing homes were confident they could survive a year. Since the pandemic onset, more than 500 nursing homes closed. 500, that's a lot. They should make them, if they're closed right now, why don't they take that opportunity to convert them into nursing, not nursing facilities, excuse me, convert them into accessible housing. This is not rocket science. People should know that people deserve, you know, the right to live peacefully on their terms, you know, on the nursing home terms. Now, this is also another thing. My aide, who works also as an LPN, they're not even utilizing her experience. You know, she works at a nursing home at night. And, you know, she has on a waiting list to get a job as an LPN. They're allowed to administer medication, monitor vitals, and work under the supervision of an RN. How could she do anything when they haven't even assigned her, you know, basically, you know, an LPN position? I'm hoping soon enough that she can actually get that. It's really been difficult time, you know, for, you know, in this situation for everybody. It tightens, you know, the belt on the economy big time. We have our co-host. Hold on, let me get Frank in here. I'd like to wish him condolences on Sarah Bell. She had to be put down. Here comes Frank. Hey, Frank.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
And I want to thank all the people that have reached out to me so far.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help because of the death of my guide dog. I greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
For you local people who hear us, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, 115, you want to see the show we did today on Charabel. You know, so, and then we'll be sending it in. It'll be played all over the world. We'll let you know about that. But tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, 115, for the Charabel Angel Show.
Yeah, she's an angel. She's up there.
No more. Yeah, so it's much easier for me anyway. I can't speak for everybody, but some people seem to think that it's easier when they don't have a dog. I don't know why, but it's much easier for me to function with a guide dog. Much easier. And then, of course, you got all the emotional stuff, the loss, you know.
Of course.
All right, so tonight is our nursing home show.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so true that these nursing homes are helping to ruin the economy.
Big time.
Because now they want to, well, you told me, where did you read that, in the skilled nursing news?
I have some from the skilled nursing news and some from a nursing blog where, you know, people type in stuff, questions, whatever it is.
Well, you got,
and it says,
why don't you read from it?
What I got? Okay.
So people can see it.
Yeah. It's just a small blurb, but it really aggravated me.
Sure, tell me where it's from.
It's from the NIC notes blog. That's all I know. They didn't give me what the acronym meant, the NIC. Yeah, NIC. They've been around since 1991. Okay, here goes. Meaning the need for capital in skilled nursing. Now, just that there aggravates me. Why do you need capital when you're grabbing it all from the resident, you're grabbing it from the agencies, you're grabbing it from the government, you're grabbing it from any which way, the family, any way? I could think of so many, you know, circumstances where you're grabbing money from people.
Well, read the rest. Let's hear what they got to say. Yeah.
Okay. The already tremendous need for capital is growing. Payers, residents, and care partners may soon demand new models of care, new technology solutions, and a range of COVID-related capital improvements, remodels, repositioning, and replacements may demand investment both in real estate and operations. Contributing data improves transparency, which leads to credibility and ultimately trust by educating not just investors and operators, but also policymakers and the public, general public. Real estate investors, private equity, healthcare investors, and institutional investors require access to timely, relevant, and consistent skilled nursing data to support the industry. That bothered me, like that whole thing. That
sounds
they need
like a
this
bunch of double talk.
It is. That's exactly
now,
they don't want people to know.
If these nurses are so skilled, then why are people neglected?
Severe shortages of staff.
There's an analogy.
That's why they're neglecting.
No.
Yeah, they have enough.
Well, no,
yeah, but they want
that.
People to die.
Yeah. It's
that's
more
it
than
in
just
a nutshell.
A shortage of
exactly.
staff, you know. The whole,
84%
the whole
of nursing homes, I'm sorry, report severe.
The whole way the thing is set up. Good.
Yeah. This is back to the other article that Dr. Jasmine Travis wrote. And 84% of nursing homes report severe staff shortages. According to the American Healthcare Association, residents don't have help eating. They experience malnutrition. This is just one example. There are many more, of course. Now, this is
there's
very disturbing.
There's the reason why they should be in their own home.
Exactly.
They
this
can't do the job
me.
With these people.
No, they can't.
They can't help them.
Only 3.5 hours per resident per day that the RN and the aide work together to help each resident. That is disgusting. Hmm. They leave them in there, probably in their feces and everything.
In other words,
they teach them
all
how
they
to
want to do is get money
right.
to keep people in the nursing homes.
Yeah.
To fix the place up, make it look good, so it looks
that's
like
exactly
that,
right.
that they're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's all decoration.
Yeah.
It's all window dressing.
Yeah, it certainly is. Terrible.
And you know
absolutely
what?
Absolutely terrible.
It'll never work because even when you get all that, you're still going to have abuse and everything
mm-hmm.
else. And then it's going to be worse because people are going to say, look at all the money you spent.
Mm-hmm.
And you still can't take care of these people because they're not
that's
going
right.
about it in the right way.
Yeah. I realized something, though, Frankie. Remember we read in this same article, 500 nursing homes closed? Well, listen to this. We had, remember we said that number went down, $191 billion? Well, I know why
yeah.
it went down. The nursing homes closed. So basically,
well, yeah.
basically the money that was going there.
We still don't know where all those people went.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to know that information.
I bet you any money, they jammed most of them into other nursing homes.
Oh, I can guarantee that. Probably state-run
that
nursing homes, which are worse.
Worse.
Exactly.
I bet you any money they didn't get them an apartment or a home with the help they need.
No. This is terrible. I mean, I can't imagine living in a nursing home for longer than, like, 2 months. I couldn't do it. I would really, like, escape or something. You know, I want to die and live on my terms.
And they're asking for more money,
mm-hmm.
which is not going to help them do their job because they're doing something that's not natural. Taking
that's
somebody
true.
Out of their home where they belong with the help that they need. And plus, they're ruining the economy with all this.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look at all the money they're wasting.
Yeah.
Now, if people are in their own home, that helps the economy because they can get a job. They can work.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of home jobs now.
Of course there are, because of the pandemic.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people work from home. I met 2 or 3, 4 of them just this week.
Really? Wow.
Working from home.
Yeah.
So, if these politicians want to help the economy, get rid of these damn nursing homes. Designate the agencies to raise money to help. And cut the cost on these horrible places that are really antagonizing people and causing stress and everything else.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
That's what they should do.
They should, yes. But they don't want to listen to the disabled. What do the disabled know? We know a lot. Try walk in our shoes for a little bit and you'll see how much we know. Unreal. Low-income individuals, I just saw this, low-income individuals and people of color persistently bear the brunt of the consequences associated with poor staffing. I don't know how poor staffing, you know, is in this formula right now. To me, I don't think staffing is the problem. I feel that, you know, neglecting people is the problem. Not putting them in, taking them out of their house to begin with is the problem. You know?
Yep. It's the whole
That's
way
mm-hmm.
people are treated.
Exactly.
It's the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole concept of not letting a person have their home that they worked for and paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have a certain ailment or they need a certain kind of help.
Right.
The whole concept
mm-hmm.
is wrong and outdated.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Because a nursing home is not a home.
No, it isn't. It's a facility.
If they were going to give people, let's say they were going to give them a new home and say, hey, you know, we're going to give you a new home with all the help you need, and the agencies are going to raise half the money, and the government's going to put up half the money. We want you to go into this, you know, not make them go into it, but offer it.
Yeah.
That would be a different story.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there wouldn't be a nursing home.
That's
there
right.
There would be something upgraded, let's say, from the home that they have that might be old, or, you know,
right.
or whatever. But they're not working like that. They're sending someone to a place to die, not to live.
Exactly.
To keep living.
So they
that's
could
the whole,
put another
that's
person
the whole thing
in
behind
the
this.
Yeah,
in other words, they want to raise money and remodel to make these places look better where you
mm-hmm.
can go and die.
Exactly.
That's
like a funeral home within a facility.
That's all it is.
It is.
Instead mm-hmm. of using that money to keep the person in their own home.
Right.
Where they rightfully belong.
Wow. 25, this is what one woman was reporting. She said, for me to just use the facilities, it takes them 20 to 25, you know, minutes to just even see what she wants. Then another 20 to 25 minutes to actually help her.
Yeah.
This is mind-boggling. I mean, I understand that they're under a lot of stress.
Almost an
and
hour.
Not that much money, but come on. Somebody's experiencing a heart attack, and they're waiting and waiting and waiting.
Because the
guess
home
what?
Health aides are not there to help them.
That's right. That's right.
They're not where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? If they call it a nursing home, then why aren't the home health aides there?
Exactly. Oh,
isn't that
my
what
goodness,
they
she said a mouthful.
To help the person?
Exactly.
The whole thing is contradictory.
Wrong. Very. It's all wrong. It's just not the way it should be. And, you know, I just think they ought to really consider our plan as an option. I mean, our plan is a lot gentler than their plan. Their plan is just militant and very strong at taking people out of their homes, selling their homes, and using the money that they use to sell the home. Then when you run out, then they say, okay, we're going to put you in Medicaid, Medicare. Everything is cut, you know, so you don't get too much improvement when you take people out of the nursing home and now they want to go back in.
Well,
you know, some people
idea,
want to go back in.
The inner sight idea served the country. This other way of raising money to remodel, that doesn't serve the country. It serves the nursing homes.
Exactly. Yeah.
It makes them worse.
I'd like to know, go back in time, and who created the damn nursing home? I'd like to know that answer.
I don't know. Go ask the AI. They're supposed to know everything.
Yeah, right?
They don't know anything.
You know, Jack.
Stupid idiots.
Yes, they are.
All right, let me
know.
Thank a few people.
Okay.
First and foremost for me right now is the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Thank you so much for helping me to relieve Charabelle of her pain and suffering. Really, really appreciate that. And also for searching for my new dog. I'm going to name her Starlight.
Oh.
And grateful to Joanne Diamond and her crew and everybody. And if you're local on Long Island tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, 115, the show we did today on my guide dog who passed, Charabelle. All right, Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net. If you want to send them an email, 609-388-7004, phone number. So keep them in mind. If you'd like to make a donation to a good place, there it is. Big East, the Key to Rescue. Want to thank Mr. Kennedy, and I heard recently he wasn't feeling well. Hope he hurry up and get well, Mr. Kennedy. We miss you, and we need you, and thank you for all your help in the past. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. iFlip Cleaners, we thank you. Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you for your help. A little mishap today on the scat, and they straightened it out right away. let's see. Shelby's Kitchen. Go over there, you see a beautiful pictures of Milton, the guide dog, who was killed at the guide dog school a year ago, July. And they still haven't given Michelle a new dog. You're breathing in the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better?
Only if you don't do it. Still didn't give Michelle Cooper, Cooper a new guide dog after all this time. Now, I'm hoping that Senator Wyke is going to come through with a bill, license these schools, and stop all this bull crap and make them more accountable and put in regulations. All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to stay on it. I want to thank my buddy Terry at the Advance and all the other newspapers he's connected with for his phone call and stating that he wants to do a, we're going to do a story on Charabelle in the next couple of weeks.
That's good.
So, Shelby's Kitchen, if you go over there, you can see the beautiful presence of Milton. And they got great food, Shelby's Kitchen. 636-286-0444. 286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. If you'd like to do a day for Milton, and we'd like to get a day for Milton in other states, a day for Milton to show how the school should be more protected by being licensed and regulations of safety put in. It was a day for Milton. Contact in a site via the emails. Inner site 1620 gmail.com. Or you can call us at the inner site hotline. 631-224-3090. Check the board. See if we have any calls. Some people will want to call in tonight.
No, just to us.
So, day for Milton. Keep it in mind, please. All right, let's see. What else? SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929 on the SILO. Appreciate all your help. And check them out. They got a new clinic over there that they're opening up if you need that kind of help. 631-880-7929 on the side. All right, let's see. And we'll be getting together with them hopefully in the very near future to do that nursing home news conference. We have, haven't forgotten about it. They're trying to take care of some red tape with the state before they do the news conference. All right, Inner Sight and our nursing home show. The number here, 213-816-1650. By the way, if you need dog food or cat food, call Nobody Starves on Long Island and my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. You can get free food for your animal. And I want to thank all the crew at Cablevision for helping to produce the show today on Charabelle. I want to thank Mary for her thoughtfulness, the card that she gave me in honor of Charabelle, my guide dog who passed away. All right, so this is the nursing home show. One of the things you don't want in your life is to go to a nursing home. All right. I heard a beautiful story today, which proves that people don't have to go to nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have the money to stay out. Other people don't. But the money is there. It's just got to be utilized. My dear friend, Michelle Charlesworth, offer her condolences for Charabelle. And she told me that her husband is retired. And,
oh, he did?
His dad is 90 years old, in good shape. And him and Steve, his son, get together twice a week. And, you know, they're helping to keep him going and out of a damn nursing home and all these stupid institutions.
Oh, yeah.
So it can be done.
With
the right kind of support, it can be done. And the money that's there to help do it should be and must be available. That's the only way that people are going to stay out of these nursing homes. All right, go ahead. Your show.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to run Able News because we haven't run it yet.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Thank you,
all right,
Angela, for exchange.
Did you have a thought?
No, I just said thank you to Angela Melanie for the exchange of services.
We at InnerSight submit that if people were given a choice to remain in their own home or go to a nursing home, 98% would elect to stay in their own home. And the other 2% who wouldn't probably would be mentally disabled, didn't understand. That's where the help comes in. See?
Yeah.
The advocates and the people who really want to help them.
Don't think
so
the
people are not given a choice.
No, they're not.
That's the thing. That's why they wind up in nursing homes. They're not given a choice. Would you like to stay in your own home? You know, to do that, you got to change the way the system operates. So there you have
it. Exactly.
Give people a choice. Make the money available, and the nursing homes will be obsolete.
They sure will.
I guarantee you. You know, because who would want to go to a place like a nursing home if they can stay in their own home and have the help that they need there?
Exactly.
Nobody would want to leave their own home like that. But there's no choice. Where's the freedom of choice? This country's supposed to be freedom of choice.
Yeah.
Whatever religion you want, vote for who you want. You know, go out, come home when you want. You know, how come there's
except
no freedom of
disabled
choice? You don't have to go into a nursing home.
You don't. There's no freedom of choice, is that?
Nope. And that's what we're fighting for. That's what we're determined to.
Yeah.
Bring about, get that funding used in the right way, and unburden the government. Let them just raise half the money. Let the agencies raise the other half. then people would get the opportunity to control their own lives.
We have Joe waiting from Montana.
Who?
Joe from Montana. Hold on, he's coming.
Oh, Joe, okay.
Yeah. Hello, Joe.
Hey, people.
Hey, Montana.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. You know what? I just came across an article that you guys would be interested in New York, and it's about New York is cutting back funds for disabled people. Have you heard about that?
I sort of heard about that, but I couldn't find the article.
I got the article. I'll tell you what it is in a second, as soon as I put in my earbuds. All right. So what it is that it's, let me get to it. All right. Got my earbuds in. Okay. So I got you here on this. Let me get to the article. Here we go. It's called, let me see, is there a time? It's called The Empire Report, and it was published yesterday. And the title of it is New York State Budget Would Devastate Programs Supporting People with Disabilities and Seniors. And it's written by Chris Graber. It's called, so if you want to look it up, either one of you, it's The Empire Report, and it's written by Chris Graber, G-R-A-B-E-R. And it's talking, essentially, it says that an essential program supporting people with disabilities is quietly under assault. So what they're doing is that they're just cutting back, what is it, a few million dollars, I think it is. And
wow.
And it's under CD. Consumer Directed Choices, CDPAP, which is
the
Consumer Directed Personal Assistance Program. Have you guys heard of that?
Yeah, I use it.
So, oh, okay. So I thought I'd give it to you. It's by Chris Graber. It's, you know, look it up on Google.
Hold on, I'm going to get a pen and take it.
Okay. It just came out, like I said, yesterday. So I wouldn't be surprised if you guys haven't heard about it yet.
The cutting services for CDPAP. I bet you any money, okay, you know what they're going to do? They're going to take the money that goes to that program and put it into the PCA program, which gives you limited everything. You can't even have an aide bring you to a doctor. You can't have anything, nothing. So I could see this happening very easily.
Yeah, which pushes you closer to a nursing home.
That's right. Certainly is.
It says that 20,000 New Yorkers would be affected. Hmm.
Yes, it's true. I'm one of those. And it'll be one day in heck. I'm not going to say what I want to say. One day in heck if I ever get gone back into a nursing home. You'll hear me all the way in Montana. Do me a favor. I don't have a pen on hand that's thick enough for me to be able to see it. Can you just send it to me on my text?
Oh, yeah. Let me get the... okay. Yeah. Hold on. Let me get... My phone is preventing me from getting the... Oh, boy. I have to go back to it. Yeah. Let me get to it.
Give it to me
later.
I'll
download the...
I'll look at it.
Yeah. I'm downloading the URL now.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Let me... Okay, copy the URL. Okay, I'm going to send it to you now. Well,
okay.
I'm going to send it to you. I hang up because I can't...
Send.
I can't send the text and use the phone at the same... Use this app at the same time. Let's see if I can.
Oh, really?
Oh, I can. Okay, wait a minute. All right. I'm looking for Suzanne here. Oh, here we go. Suzanne from Innosight. All right. And have now just sent you the link.
Okay, great. Hold on. Let me go to it. Oh, I see it. important.
See it? Okay.
Hold on. Not yet. It hasn't come. I thought I did. It was something else.
So in the meantime, how are you two guys doing?
Doing okay. Unfortunately, Frank had to put his guide dog to sleep over the weekend. So we did a show on that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know that, Frank, you got to be feeling very, very badly about that, because I know how you felt about Milton. So if you felt that bad about Milton, you got to be feeling especially bad about your own.
Frank? Hold on, I got to see if he's still on. Yeah, he's on. Just we could address that again when he actually comes back on. Frank, you there?
All right.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
oh, okay. I didn't know if you heard what he said.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your guide dog, because Suzanne just told me you had to put him to sleep, and I was just finished. Yeah, and I know how you felt about Milton, so I know you've got to feel especially bad about your own guide dog.
Yeah. Been a hard week, man. Without
I can imagine, because... Yeah.
But, you know, we got to... She'd want me to keep on. She'd want me to be more vigilant than ever. That's the spirit of my dog, you know. So.
Suzanne was protecting you the other day. I called in. It must have been the show where you were probably talking about it. And she was saying something to me over the phone, but I couldn't quite hear it. But it sounded something like, I shouldn't go on the air right then and now. You know, right then. So I decided, she decided to keep me from getting on the show in order to protect you and to make sure that you got your feelings expressed. I get it. That's it. Yeah.
Exactly. You got it exactly right.
So I'm sorry that happened, Frank, because, you know, when you're dependent upon somebody, regardless of whether it's an animal or a human, that person that you love or that animal that you love, because people love the dogs and you had to love your guide dog, it's kind of a blow. So I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah. You know, one good thing about depending on a guide dog, it's not like depending on a person, you know, because the dog only has one thing in their mind. A person can turn on you and, you know, and start become belligerent and bossy and all that and, you know, don't do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the dog doesn't and won't. You know?
That's why they call the dog
thing.
The man's best friend for a damn good reason.
That's right. Now you got it. I have a question for you.
Okay. Well, all right. Let me say this before you ask the question. I've often said that women should act more like dogs because dogs don't turn on you, you know?
But a woman can.
Oh, yeah.
That's the implication, I suppose.
Well, that's not really an insult.
Exactly.
A lot of dogs are beautiful.
No, it isn't.
No. Dogs are beautiful. You can trust them. You know, once you've gained their trust, they, did you hear the story about the dog that for years after the owner died, went to the place, the train station where the, that's amazing. Yeah, so what were you going to say?
Akita, like my dog.
Akita, like his dog,
Same breed.
Same breed.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question for you.
So what were you going to say?
Yes.
Okay.
We have a sub-theme today, and we're saying that nursing homes ruin the economy. How do you feel about that?
They ruin the economy. Well, I think any kind of wasted money that goes into any type of endeavor that doesn't give the consumer what they really want is taking money out of the pockets of the consumer and definitely out of the pockets of taxpayers. That should be directing the taxes, the money towards something else. So in that, just in that regard, if those taxpayers' dollars aren't being used properly, then it's helping to ruin the economy.
Yeah.
True. Very true.
So They're using those, you know, you just gave me a new thought, Joe. They're using those tax-paying dollars to get people out of their own home and put them in a nursing home.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And your particular, yours and Suzanne's and Intersight's particular thrust is, why take people away from a comfortable environment when they can pay for aides to come in, train the aides, or have the aides trained before they come in, and to do what the disabled person wants, as opposed to doing what the nursing home wants? Because if the nursing home doesn't like you, they can put an aide from the nursing home to go inside your room, your space, steal from you, beat your ass, be insulting, and what can you do as the person in that nursing home, right?
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
That's right.
Yeah. I believe the nursing homes resent the residents, but they got them there because they're getting money.
Yeah.
That's what comes down.
I mean, who wants to, right? I mean, you have a disabled person, an old person. You have to have a heart of gold, and you have to be born with part of Mother Teresa's genes in you to continue to talk to and take care of people who don't respond, people who are very old. That's not the way, you know, humans want. They don't want that. So those aides, you know, they probably are, you know, they just, wipe her ass when we get around to it, you know? Wipe this ass when we get around to it. Yeah.
Exactly how they operate.
So, So I just want to let you guys know about that article. So I'll let you guys get back to your show. Did you get the article?
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, I did. I'm going to read it a little later, and then maybe I'll readdress it later.
Okay.
Excuse me, we have a person who has dementia.
Sorry, Frank. And like I said, Suzanne was protecting you.
I was. All right.
So,
thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
You got a lot of noise in the background there.
Oh, it's my mother-in-law. She has the dementia. She forgets that she's calling on this hour when I have this 1 hour of time to do the show. So, I mean, my husband put the volume of Alexa down, so if she does do it again, it won't be as loud.
Anyway, it's an interesting observation, you know, that people who run these nursing homes, they want the money that comes from having the residents, but they resent the residents.
That's right.
Because if they didn't resent them, they'd be doing a lot more to make sure they're comfortable and help them. Like,
that's right.
Get the home health aides in there. You know? Now, why do they have to raise money to fix the place when the money for the home health aides is already there?
Right.
See? They're not thinking about the residents. They're thinking about the structure, the building.
Yeah.
Don't want to make
we
it
have
look
Louis
better.
Let him do the promotion because yesterday we didn't have any service. So I'll let him in a little bit.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I didn't finish my thought. They want to make the place look better so they can invite investors and get more damn money. And the hell with the residents.
That's right.
If I'm wrong, then bring the home health aides into the nursing home so they can help people. They don't have to wait for whatever they need.
Mm-hmm. It's already paid for. I don't understand why they can't do it.
The money's there. Now, who did you say you had waiting?
Louis Rivera Jr.
Oh, Lou.
Yeah, hold on. Here
he
comes.
He couldn't come on last night. They knocked us.
That's right, because we had no show. Let me bring him in.
You better get Louis in. Louis the Lip Rivera.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, Louis. Hey,
yeah.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey, Louis. How you doing?
Okay, the one and only in the house. It's Louis Rivera on Inner Sight Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what happened to you last night?
I call you. I try to call in, and it's no show.
You try to call me? Well, what'd you use? Two cans and a rope?
That's it.
Yeah, two cans and a rope. Yes, it is.
Oh, no wonder you couldn't get to.
Yeah, that's what it probably is anyway, Frank. Two cans and a rope. They keep cutting
off. By the way, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, delayed one, to you. Happy birthday, delayed Frank Perino. Happy delayed birthday to you.
Oh, you're a little late, but that's all right.
Yeah, what'd you do on your birthday?
Almost a week later. I went out with my friend John. He took me out to eat.
Anything good?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't like it. I had chickpea soup with brown rice.
Ooh, that sounds
good. Oh! Wait for me. I'm coming over. I'm going to have some of that.
You're going to have some of that. Since when do you eat that food?
I got the first time I could try it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, right?
I think you'd probably like
what?
It.
Chickpea soup?
Yeah, with brown rice.
Yeah, is it very tasty?
Oh, yeah, very good.
What you have, a restaurant?
Yeah.
Where's it located?
Chickpea. Right next to Umberto's down here on the... on the plaza, you know.
Ah, okay. I have an idea.
I'm singing the lady happy birthday to Frank Perino.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lou.
You know
that
when?
Really
my,
helps,
guess
really.
Who's my birthday? Take a guess.
Soon,
your
today?
Birthday? Your birthday's
no.
In July, isn't it?
26.
Yeah.
Of July?
26.
Yep.
Wow.
How old are you going to be?
You know what date? Oh, go ahead.
It's on a Friday.
Yeah, how old are you going to be, Lou?
6'6".
Oh, wow.
6'6". Oh, you're a young guy.
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah.
6'6".
A little older guy.
6'6", pick up sticks.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, last time I was talking about the sock, remember?
Yeah.
I got clean socks on my feet.
Oh, you finally washed your socks?
With
oh
Tabasco sauce.
Ooh.
With what?
Tabasco sauce.
Yeah.
Tabasco sauce. Bosco. What? Oh.
It kills the odor.
Now you smell like a dead body. Get out
of
here.
They say the alcohol kills the germs.
Or a garbage man. You smell like a garbage man.
That is more like it, Frank.
Yeah.
It's worse.
Let's do a promo so
anyway.
That, you know, we get it in. Lily?
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's me, Suzanne.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Okay, all right, take it away. My name is Rosanna. Listen to the Blonde Talk Radio. Talk to the lady right here.
Would you ever go to a nursing home?
Maybe not, but I'll take a girl out to a nursing home, and get down on it.
That's all you
there
ever
you
think
go.
Of, girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
A marijuana
but,
nursing home. When I go to a nursing home,
I'll wear lipstick, my wig, and my pearls, and my shoes, and my high heel stocking, and talk to one of those ladies, and give me the right wheelchair, a walker, or a cane, everything.
Yeah, then
I can
you go to the marijuana nursing home.
Marijuana nursing home.
Yeah, what?
He said the marijuana
nursing
home.
What's a marijuana nursing home?
That's where you smoke all day and all night.
I can't find it in a smoke store.
Smoke store, yeah.
The smoke shop has it.
They got a smoke store right here where I live. It's a cigar. I go over there just to smoke.
We have one in Farmingdale that is a marijuana dispensary. And we, since it's been made legal, I don't even need a prescription. We just go there, buy it.
No, Suzanne.
Well, it helps my pain.
Well, you got to buy it.
I cut it in half.
Right?
I don't like the way it makes me feel, but it really knocks away the pain.
You
so if I wake up again, I take the other half.
They got a jar of marijuana in that store.
I asked you a question, Suzanne. You didn't hear me?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
You got to buy the marijuana?
Oh, hell yeah.
How much is it?
I get 3 packages, and all of that's $90 right there.
$90?
Yes,
for
sir.
Marijuana?
Yep. For
you
3 bags, which is, let's see, 30 pieces.
You can grow it for $2.
I got to get the seeds. I think they cost a lot of money, the seeds.
All right, so,
I got to buy some cigarette wrappers.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. Your own cigarettes.
Easy Rider wrapper cigarette wrappers.
Easy Rider. How's that song go? Easy Rider.
I don't remember, but I ain't heard
anyway,
the song.
What are we going to have on Friday?
What?
Friday.
Well, I'll say it on Friday. Let me say a few words for Friday.
Yeah.
Please.
Hello. Hello, ladies and germs. This is Rowena Dana. Turn on Friday night from 8 to 9 o'clock from Inner Sights Block Talk Radio, Cuckoo Frolics on that radio. I had a lot of fun with Susan and Frank Perino and the man in the moon. I'm going to have a good time. We're talking about Mighty Mouse, Mickey Mouse, Betty Boop, Popeye, Jack Benny, Casper the Friendly Ghost, Popeye, and many more.
All right, sounds good to me.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, and then I'm disguised as I'm gonna be disguised as Suzanne. I gotta be Suzanne look-alike contest.
You're gonna wear a disguise.
Disguise as Suzanne.
Well, you gotta wear a wig.
Yep.
Yeah, I have long hair now. It's soon to be cut tomorrow. Can't take it anymore.
Yeah. Come over to my house. I'll do your hair. Come on over to my house. I got the trimmer.
Oh, yeah?
Yup.
I think I'm going to have to buy a wig
study,
after that
horror
one.
Studies. I can cover it with a cloth and that. And put the buzz clipper on.
I've got a 90-second mark, so I want to try and wrap up the show. Thank you, Louis, for the promo. We'll see you on Friday, okay?
Okay. Glad I called you, but there was no show yesterday because it's out of commission.
Yeah.
Of course, and they didn't have any...
Out of control.
How are you feeling? How you feeling, Suzanne?
I had a serious headache today. I don't know why.
Okay.
Hey, we got to get out of here.
I love you. I'll call you Friday.
Okay, thank you. Love you, too. Bye.
Okay. Take care, Suzanne and Frank.
All right.
You too.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight here. And try our hotline if you have any issues or problems. The hotline number is 631-224-3090. And also, you might want to look into our website, which is Inner Sight Info, InnerSight.info, INFO. And it has a lot of, information right on that website. We also have a Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram. We have multiple things that we utilize. Well, goodbye, world. Inner sight, and have a great evening, everybody. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.